The council directed City Attorney Mitch Seaver to draft an ordinance that would make it illegal for people standing outside a downtown business to call out to people walking along the street if it's an attempt to initiate a commercial transaction. Susan Peters owns an art gallery downtown and is part of the Downtown Steering Committee. She has advocated for limits on hawking for at least a year and told the council that it's become a big problem.
There's a real issue, and I think anybody that doesn't believe it needs to walk downtown and see it.
Peters says the main problem appears to be store employees standing in the alcoves at the entrances to their stores. Seaver has researched rules put in place in Juneau and Skagway limiting hawking, but there is a difference in how those communities enforce those rules.
Juneau has not taken the step of prohibiting someone completely inside their enclosed structure from soliciting someone that is passing by. In speaking with the chief of police in Skagway, they do view that situation as a violation and do warn and I think have ticketed some people for that conduct.
Seaver wanted council members to provide direction on how limiting they wanted Ketchikan's ordinance to be, noting that a more restrictive set of rules could be more difficult to defend if it's challenged in court. Council members agreed that they preferred Juneau's less restrictive regulations and tentatively suggested a boundary for the new rules from Talbot's through Thomas Street, including Creek Street. The council also approved a motion to move forward with final design plans for the last phase of the Berths 1 and 2 renovation project, but without a new shelter. The shelter held up completion of the project last year when some on the council were concerned about its effect on the view. Designers went back to the drawing board to come up with options, and those were presented to the council. Frankly, though, council members just didn't like it. Here's council member Deanne Carlson.
You know, we do a lot of things on the dock for the tourists and to accommodate them. I think we need to take the community into consideration on this one because, honestly, that is God awful.
In other action, the council approved a resolution supporting the concept of transferring the 17-million-acre Tongass National Forest to state ownership. The action is similar to a resolution approved by the Ketchikan Gateway Borough Assembly this week. Both the city and borough resolutions refer to a failed Tongass Transfer and Transition Act from 1995. Councilmember Dick Koo says it's time to give it another try, but Councilmember Matt Olson disagreed. He says the Tongass Transfer Act never made it out of committee, and that was with a Republican-controlled House and Senate and a Republican president.
It's not going to move forward. I think our efforts would be much better spent on a resolution imploring the federal government to speed up the process of making sure that Alaska gets the last of the 5+ million acres that we've been granted under statehood, that we have submitted for approval, that hasn't been awarded to us yet.
Olson argued that the city should push for something that the state could actually get. He cast the only dissenting vote on the motion. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.